Well, good morning. It is 6:57 a.m. on Friday, June 7th, 2019. I'm a little breathless. It was after the walking meditation, I turned on Pandora and had a little dance music on the way. So I've been just sort of dancing along for the last quarter mile. I'm a little out of breath. So yeah, hi, good morning. Yeah, it's good. Good morning. Gosh, it's beautiful out here. Some scattered high thin clouds. It's a blue sky day, generally speaking. Sun's going to be hot. It's already hot if I'm walking in it, but I just threw a sweatshirt on over my polo. One of my hoodies rather than the windbreaker, which honestly feels a little plastic every once in a while. I get it. Sweating inside it, it's like wearing a plastic bag. And I have become somewhat addicted to my hoodies. I don't know if that's going to last through the summer, but I have a collection, like I mentioned it before. I'm in the athletic gray this morning as opposed to the fabulous lavender. So, yesterday was another productive day. I've already got, I've got a few hundred words behind me this morning. It's only 7 o'clock. I've only been up since, I got up at 5. I had breakfast. And I started out here about 6:30. I've been through most of my emails for the day. I need to check in one more place when I get home, and I forgot, but done my SIFWA stuff. I've done I got my RMFW Rocky Mountain Fixed Riders critique done for yesterday. I got two more I need to do. I fell down on the job last night in terms of doing my evening walking. I didn't get on the treadmill, so now I'm 6 miles short of 125. So the idea was that I would do 4 miles a day for 25 consecutive days. And while I've done a walk in the morning every day this month, counting this one, I've missed 3 evenings. 3 out of 7. And I have to get better if I'm going to do 100 miles by the end of the month. Because right now I've got to do 26... And one walk on the 27th to get 100 miles to make up for the 3 evenings I didn't walk. And the truth is, 100 miles in a month is, if I only was walking in the morning, the most I was going to get is 60 to begin with. So I'm up in the game to begin with. The reason I didn't get to my walk last night was Netflix and my inability, my lack of inner strength to pull myself away from watching the last episode of The Umbrella Academy, which is just... Watching The Umbrella Academy while reading the Robert McKee book on screenwriting. It's like I can see every piece of that story on the screen from a screenwriter perspective. So the chapter I read yesterday had to do with text and subtext, and people don't always, in fact, almost never say what they mean. There's always some sort of hidden meaning, some sort of subtext to whatever it is that they're talking about, which is really what they're talking about, not what they're talking about. Comment about if your characters are saying what they mean, then you're in big trouble. I'm not sure I buy that in the absolutist sense. One of the problems I have with McKee is that everything is absolute. It's either yes or no, or up or down, or positive or negative, or and while he does recognize some variation scene to scene, it's like a scene has to have some movement or it's not really a scene, but it doesn't have to be very much movement, because just a little bit of movement, and that those little pieces of movement need to oppose each other. So a little movement up needs to be a little movement down in the next scene. A little movement down in the next scene needs to be a little movement up in the next scene. And so there's this idea that this idea of story movement, which is kind of nebulous to begin with, needs to look more like saw teeth than smooth lines of story, rising action, falling action. Or each of the teeth contribute to an incremental upward or downward movement overall, but taken by itself is really small. Which, theoretically, conceptually, I can get this, I can understand this. The point he makes is that there's a law of diminishing returns, and that the first time you do something, you get the most benefit from it. If you do the same thing again, like in the next scene, then you're not going to get as much feedback, you're not going to get much payback for doing it a second time. If you do it for a third time, it's likely to be the reverse of whatever it was that you were going for. Which I think could be, I think that could be used as a story mechanic, but he advises against it. It's like, okay, well, your story your way. Let me think about this. But I could see this particular scene in the last episode of The Umbrella Academy, where two of the characters are having a conversation, and the one character is saying things to the other, and the subtext is so blatant, it's so in your face, it's so on the screen, that I'm going, it's just a little over the top, what the hell's going on here? But McKee does give some interesting techniques on how to analyze, in particular analyze a script. So it's pretty interesting. So I watched the last episode of Umbrella Academy. And it was good. It was a good show. I'm looking forward. Apparently, it's been picked up for another season. So, I'm looking forward to that. But then, the next show in line was one that I have passed over a multitude of times in looking for something to entertain me. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post. And that was Lucifer. Now, one of my buds recommended Lucifer. And I'm going, really? Lucifer. The devil gets bored and comes to Earth to live in LA. Okay, really? Not exactly. No, it's a supernatural detective story. Sort of like Harry Dresden meets the Winchester Brothers or something. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. And then the other day on YouTube, I'm finding this compendium. Good morning. Of, I guess the guy's name is Tom Ellis, who plays Lucifer, of all the times in the first season where he says, "What is it you desire?" And it's, just weird enough. It's just creepy enough. And yet, just funny enough to make me go, huh. You know what I mean? It's sort of, huh. Like, maybe I was too quick to rush to judgment on this. Maybe I'm being kind of a prat in terms of what I'm willing to watch and what I'm willing to read and all that. So I should have gotten up after Umbrella Academy and gone down the treadmill, but I didn't. I queued up the first episode of Lucifer. The thing about Lucifer is the what is it you desire? That's his line. And from a writer's standpoint, that's the line I need to be asking characters. What is it you desire? What is it you desire most in this whole wide world? I actually need to ask that for myself again. Some more. And see what I answer. Or actually treat it like one of the meditation questions. How did it make you feel? What is it you most desire in this whole wide world? Because there's a certain amount of me that, oh yeah, oh, there's hundreds and hundreds of things I'll never be able to do anymore. Well, that's you know, patently true. I'm 66 going to 67. It's only a matter of time before health begins to pretty much narrow down the range of expectations I could have, which is one of the reasons I want to keep this walking thing going. It's good for my health. It's good for my mental health. It's good for physical health. Bark, bark, dog, bark, bark. Bark, 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 bark. Bark. But also to store up these mornings. These crystalline early summer bird chirp filled green blue mornings. To remember them the same way I remember fall in Maine, where the sky was so deep blue and the colors in the trees were brilliant. The smell of moldering leaves, of wood smoke after a hot summer, of the way the earth, the way the world sounds. So yeah, I'd like to go to Greece. I'd like to go to the Acropolis. I'd like to see the pyramids. I'd like to stand at least on the edge of the Serengeti. And maybe walk in the sand of the Sahara. I'd like to visit the Ginza. Rent a villa in Portugal for on the ocean for a month or a year. And sit on the sidewalk cafe in the middle of winter in Paris. Well, I'm probably not gonna do those. I might be able to do one or two of them. I might be able to do some of them. But I'm probably never going to do this. Because I don't think that's what I really want. It's not what I most desire in this whole wide world. Which is interesting because... if I answer that question without even thinking about it, what I think of is I want a room with a bed and a desk and a view and a door and my computer and an internet connection that is enough. And somebody to cook me meals and to wash my robes. Because the image is really a monk's cell, and I need to have my monk's robes. And and yet, even as I say that, I know my ADHD would go right off the scale after about a week probably. So I don't know. What do I most desire in the whole wide world? And I don't really have an answer. I don't really know. So maybe it is a Zen question. Maybe it is a meditation question. Maybe it is a question where I just ask it. And then listen. Well, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.